DW.
A seemingly endless convoy of cars sits banked up, bumper to bumper. This 8-lane highway is completely blocked, and the drivers are losing patience.
This traffic jam is terrible. You think it is working? We have been up from 5, we have been doing a lot.
Now it's 8 o'clock, and rush hour in Nairobi city centre is far from over. Heat radiates from the tarmac, and the air is thick with fumes.
It's not rocket science to see that there's a big air quality problem here. If you go here in Nairobi in the early morning to one of the higher buildings, you can see a blanket of pollution hanging over the city.
That's Rob de Jong, head of air quality and mobility at the United Nations Environment Programme. He says there's limited reliable data telling us just how bad the air quality really is in Nairobi.
There has been some recent research done that shows that the air pollution in cities like Nairobi and Lagos and other big African cities is pretty bad. It's not as bad as the Delhis and the Beijings, which are among the worst, but it's definitely having major health impacts.
The main reason for that, apart from open cooking fires and the few factory stacks, are exhaust fumes. And in Nairobi, most locals dream of owning their own set of wheels.
The pressure. Somehow you don't want to pollute the environment. And then it's somehow prestigious. His dad has to have a car.
But it didn't used to be like that, says Kevin from Westlands, one of the Kenyan capital's more affluent neighbourhoods. But the desire for mobility means the number of cars in Nairobi is doubling every 8 years, only making the city's traffic and pollution problems worse. Further south in the port city of Mombasa, huge container ships from around the world are unloading cargo destined for the whole of East Africa. Among their loads, there are plenty of cars, shipped from Europe and Japan, almost all of them second-hand. But according to Rob de Jong from the UN, the price tag is no reason to go for a battered old car that'll just pollute the city.
There are very affordable, clean cars for families that can provide them with individual mobility at a clean way and still at the same time affordable. So we should be careful to put the affordable against environment. I don't think this is true.
Legal regulations and financial incentives are just a few ways authorities could encourage car enthusiasts to opt for low emission models. Steve Mwale says that protecting the environment is gradually becoming more important to Kenyans.
When it comes to emission and all that, pollution is part of the fact that can bring country down or something. Because you realize when we are facing a little bit of a droughtness, some of the places, because of this emission of the pollution of the environment, which is part of it.
Environmental protection laws are rare in Africa. In most countries, there are simply no regulations to limit the importation of used cars, which are heavy polluters.
They still receive those vehicles that are 20 years old, belching smoke, and are not allowed on the European roads anymore.
Uganda, for example, has long resisted taking such a step because the country has made huge profits from importing older used cars. Here's Rob de Jong again.
We actually went and literally counted every single vehicle coming in for a year. And then we all wrote it down and we showed them that they're importing massive amount of pollution.
New rules are in the pipeline. In neighbouring Kenya, though, some changes are already being implemented, such as a maximum age limit for imported used cars. Jane Akumu is also with the UN Environment Programme.
The vehicles are not very old, yeah, because of the age limit, which is the 8-year maximum. But the number, the sheer numbers, and again, the main challenge is emissions, inspection and maintenance. A lot of people don't do oil changes, you know, the regular maintenance. So the pollution levels are quite high because of lack of mandatory emission testing.
Joseph Izalia tinkers with the engine of a dark blue Subaru. The SUV is 29 years old, but the mechanic says fixing it shouldn't be a problem.
In fact, those ones are the really customers now because they know there's somebody somewhere who specialise in this type of car.
Joseph's workshop is out in the open air. There's an old Mercedes without wheels jacked up on the long grass next to a vintage VW Beetle. There are car garages like this all over Africa, servicing and repairing old vehicles so that they can stay on the roads for longer. Jane Akumu says they can last for quite a while.
You know, right from the start, you're bringing in second-hand vehicles and, you know, they run until you know, in the next 20 years until they die. So there's no retirement policy. So the average age for most countries, you'll find, is about 18 years. So quite an old fleet.
And it's an aging fleet that's growing by an estimated 3 to 4 million equally dirty used cars every year. Even if a country, for example, has a cap on the age of used cars, it's already been proven relatively easy to circumvent these kinds of environmental regulations rolled out in individual states. That's why the UN Environment Programme and Rob de Jong are calling for uniform rules for the whole continent.
This is a very sensitive issue in Africa. If we go to African countries and say, you should stop importing old vehicles, they say, so basically, we're not allowed to motorise. You've motorised in Europe, you've motorised in Japan.
Rob de Jong says exporters also have to take responsibility and play a part in making sure that unwanted polluting cars from Europe don't end up in Africa. But tough regulations alone won't be enough to tackle traffic congestion and smoke-choked cities. De Jong says there needs to be a multi-pronged approach.
One is cleaning up the cars, two is providing effective mass transit, and three, promoting non-motorized transit. Only these three together can be the solution. And if we look at the cities that are now getting to those solutions, the Amsterdams, the Copenhagens, you see how they address the combination of these three. That's the solution. We're far away from that here.
DW